now what's going to happen is that in the party, the LPF people start fighting for position, jostling for, to say, who is the loudest cheerer, who can sing the loudest in this case. So for me, it shows that they are not really concerned about the plight of Zimbabweans as we are suffering right now, but they are concerned about power consolidation, which is very unfortunate because people are suffering in the country, and there is need that the current ruling party should be actually putting its priorities right and putting these issues of elections in 2023 aside and focusing on driving the economy. But this is just saying that talking about endorsement, how does endorsement someone actually bring bread and butter on the table for people to survive in this country? So for me, I think it's a mistake. It shows that they're not serious to address the fundamental issues of the economy.
What should they be doing right now?
They should definitely be suspending issues of elections, the electioneering mode, and focusing on reviving the economy. But like I said, if they're beginning to talk about the 2023 elections, that means they're now focusing on power consolidation, they're focusing on issues of reviving the economy. So which then shows that they are not serious. So like I said when I was there in the beginning, that it's now the facade that is the discussion. It's now all coming clear that people are pretending to be concerned about Zimbabwe.
And this used to be done when former president, the late Robert Mugabe, was still alive. Why don't they change their script or narrative in terms of doing business?
I think it shows the difference of ideas. I think perhaps they are failing to deal with the economic lockdown that you are facing. So I think it's a sign that they are failing to revive the economy. Surely, I think for me, the easiest substitute to revive this economy is supposed to just sustain any mechanism that was what was there and focus on doing things differently. But as we speak right now, what is clearly is that all the systems is now coming out, and people are not serious about actually reviving this economy. Unfortunately, very sad for Zimbabweans that we are getting into the election mode. 3 years before the elections, really, that's something that is very worrying for us as citizens.